Thank you so much. That's right. It is Mike and Kim, and we are honored to be with you right now. Thanks so much for joining us on The Good Stuff. We also want to say thank you to Tri-State Livestock News to help make this program possible. Tri-State Livestock News, they've got ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, all sorts of livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. They have classified ads even. You have got to check them out. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Subscribe today.
Did you know George Washington was born at Pope's Creek in Virginia? And that was back in 1732. Today is his birthday.
That's right.
Kind of. I don't know if it's really his birthday or not. We don't know because it's President's Day.
That's right.
So that George Washington was born in Pope's Creek back then. His first career, of course, was a surveyor. So he was a working man that became president.
Yes.
What else do you have about President's Day?
Well, I've got several points to bring up about different presidents, actually. Grover Cleveland. No president except Cleveland has ever served non-consecutive terms until now. He defeated James G. Blaine in 1884, lost to Benjamin Harris in 1888, despite winning the popular vote, and then came back to defeat Harrison in 1892. Now, we know that has changed. Benjamin Harrison. Harrison was the first president to hire a female White House staffer. That was 1889 to 1893. William McKinley was president 1897 to 1901, and his likeness appears on the $500 bill, which was discontinued in 1969. No wonder I haven't ever seen one that I recall. Now, Theodore Roosevelt, who was president 1901 to 1909, he was the youngest president taking office at age 42. Warren G. Harding, president from 21 to 23. Prior to taking office, Harding wrote a series of lurid love letters to his mistress, the wife of one of his best friends.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, that's a scandal. Calvin Coolidge, he was president from 1923 to 1929. A quiet man, Coolidge purportedly replied, "You lose," to a visitor who bet she could get at least three words out of him. That's cute.
Did you know that other than being President's Day, this is also Random Acts of Kindness Day?
Oh, very good.
So I have some random acts of kindness that you could do. Maybe give you a little tip here. How about giving an extra generous tip if you're out for lunch or supper today?
Yes, that's a wonderful thing to do.
That'll make their day. Uh-huh. Pick up one piece of litter and throw it away. Help out a little bit.
Yes. You could even get bold and pick up two if you want.
That's true, if you want to go all the way.
Yep.
Donate to a local mutual aid fund or let someone go first in line. That would shock them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Give a teacher a thank you gift. How often do they go unthanked? Call a local homeless shelter to ask how you can best support them over the next month. Give flowers to a stranger in the street.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Leave short poems or uplifting notes on people's cars.
Oh.
Put it under the windshield wiper there.
Yep, as long as it's not going to snow.
Here's an easy one. Offer to buy coffee for the person behind you in line.
Yes, that's a fun thing to do.
So today is Random Acts of Kindness Day. So do something kind for a complete stranger, and you'll feel better. They'll feel better as well.
You want to hear some things about Abe Lincoln?
Sure, love Abe Lincoln.
All right. I found this very interesting. The bill to create the U.S. Secret Service was on the president's desk the night of his assassination.
Had he signed it yet? Does it say?
One of the principal purposes of the Secret Service is to protect national leaders such as the president. It is possible that their presence would have saved Lincoln's life. The bill was on his desk. It was not signed yet. And the brother of John Wilkes Booth saved Lincoln's son. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard that before in history.
Oh, I don't know that I have. Not long before the president was assassinated, Edwin Booth, a famous actor at the time, pulled Robert Lincoln to safety at a train station after he had fallen on the tracks. It was just as the train was about to leave the station.
Crazy, isn't it?
That is, indeed.
Well, today is President's Day. It's also Random Acts of Kindness. So be kind to a president today. Maybe that's what we're talking about. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.